Today on The Reckless Pursuit, we're answering this question.
What did you learn in your off-season about spirituality that surprised you?
Hey everyone, my name's Cody.
And my name's Elaine.
And you're listening to The Reckless Pursuit in our new season, our new format, where we're answering your questions that you submit to us. Right now, we're taking questions on Facebook in our Facebook group, Nomads, a safe community for Christians to ask unsafe questions. You can find that in the show notes, wherever you're watching this. If you're watching on, you know, social media or whatever, it'll be linked up in our bio. Otherwise, you can find it in the show notes if you're listening via podcast. And so we're just going to dive right into this because these are short form episodes, 5 to 10 minutes, and we're already rambling because that's what I do. So I'm just going to let you open the floor, Elaine. We took 1 year off exactly to the day, which was completely by accident. Mm-hmm. We did not intend to take exactly one year off, but we did. And we originally, let's just start with this real quick. Why did we take a year off?
Well, really, honestly, I feel like we said what we had to say in this season. Towards the end of season one, we found that we were repeating ourselves and that we just kind of needed to take a step away from the podcast and really just do some internal soul searching.
Yeah, when you spend a lot of time sharing about what you're going through spiritually.
For 3 years straight.
Right, and people start looking at you as like a spiritual like guidance in their life. Sometimes you have to go, wait, let me work on myself a little while here so I don't accidentally allow any of my problems or any of my biases, or let me double check why I'm doing what I'm doing and let me share that, you know, come back to this again and share where I'm at in a new perspective. So, Elaine, what did you learn in a year off?
Really, that it's okay to take however much time needed to do that internal soul searching. Again, whenever we paused the show, we on purpose didn't say, hey, we're quitting the podcast, hey, we're quitting these conversations, because we didn't know. We were in a season of wanting to pursue our own passions and really figuring out what the Reckless Pursuit meant to us and what spirituality, all of those fun things and not so fun things, meant on a personal level. And so really, we paused the show. But you and I still had conversations. Obviously, you and I still talked about spirituality all the time. And we had conversation about what would the podcast look like if we brought it back. I know you were making some music based off of deconstruction and the spiritual journey and stuff like that. And so we were really trying to figure out, like, how could we still have this nomadic spiritual journey and still have the community and just going back and forth. And eventually, which led to a season two, a complete year after taking a break. And the biggest thing that I learned was that it's okay to take a however much time you needed, whether it was a day, a week, a year, or 10 years before we came back to this podcast, that's okay because that is your spiritual journey. And that doesn't necessarily mean, I feel like a lot of times whenever the quote word sabbatical or whatever, when you take a step back from a religious or spiritual setting, sometimes it has like a really negative like connotation to it of like, oh, something bad happened, they need to step away. But that doesn't necessarily mean in that time or what caused that pause was something negative. And I don't think it was negative for us. I think we were just wanting to pursue other things at the time. And for me, it was a really good thing because at the time, although nothing bad was happening, I kind of felt a little burnout on our conversations, mm-hmm. but not necessarily in a bad way. Again, I just felt like we were saying the same thing over and over and just needed that pause. And again, for me, it was a very positive journey because at the time, I was kind of tired of talking about my faith outwardly, and I wasn't struggling with my faith. I just wanted to have that intimacy with God and those intimate times that I had with God through prayer, meditation, journaling, all of that. And really, I fell in love with spirituality again. I fell in love with all of these conversations and going deeper. And to me, that's the biggest thing I learned was
also like, I want to piggyback off of that is, so for me, what I was noticing about my faith journey was that I was starting to internalize a lot more, right? Like I went from being, I mean, if whoever is listening to this right now knows that, you know, if you've been with us since the beginning when we started this, right, whenever I stepped down from being a pastor, right? So, I mean, we've been at this for, gosh, years now. And I went from being like an extremely outward worshiper, because that's what I was trained to do. That's what I grew up in. Like, I was a worship pastor. That's what I did. I was a youth pastor. Like, I had to be very outward in my worship and very traditional. You know, I mean, I guess our church wasn't traditional, but like, you know what I mean? Like, traditional church setting, raising your hands, leading people, like
what Sunday
you
morning
know,
church,
you know,
typically
moving
looks
in
like.
The spirit,
yeah.
If you're listening, not watching, like using air quotes there. And then basically whenever I stepped back out of that, and then even out of the podcast was even more of that, right? Like, it was still an external projection, even though my faith journey was more internal and more solemn and more, I guess, like, specific to me and not as, like, outwardly based on what other people wanted. Like, I was still sharing all of these things on the regular, and I needed that time this year to kind of just sit. And I'll be honest, my year wasn't full of like devout prayer and devout meditation on this, but it was full of a lot of little moments where I saw God work. From everything from like, we went through a health crisis back in December. For those of you who don't know, we had COVID, which, okay, I get a lot of people did, but I came down with reactive arthritis. I ran a fever for a month and a half. I was bedridden.
Around Christmas, around our 5-year anniversary.
Right.
It was a lot.
It was
mentally,
a lot.
Physically, spiritually.
You know, like, I'm just now, like, I went for my very first run and I ran about 3/4 of a mile, which is way under what I normally do, but I was able to finally go for my first run, like 2 days ago.
In 5 months,
because it's the first time that I have, like, physically been able to, like, doctor's visits, all that. Anyway, so, like, and through that, like, I was working on poetry, and I felt God talking to me in a different way. You know, I've lost some family since then. Like, it's been an interesting time, but then there's also been a lot of beautiful things happen, too, and I've taken that time to feel God internally, more so than trying to like always vocalize what I have going on in my head. I've taken time to allow His Spirit to rest in me. And that's really what I have learned, is sometimes you feel God more than you hear Him. Sometimes you feel the presence of Spirit outside of just, oh, holy art thou kind of worship. Like, you can experience Christ solemnly and internally. And I think that just as we took a year break from doing this show, which it's so funny because we had not been to a church in longer than we had been on a break from the mm-hmm. show. And then we went to Sunday service, and we mentioned this on the teaser for the new season, and like literally in the car, we're rolling this stuff off. It's like, hey, we got to bring this back. And so I don't remember anything about what they talked about during the service.
The typical
it was the
Easter
typical,
Sunday.
Yeah. But like it inspired us, because it was like, wait, this is another side of us, and we're ready to talk about that again. And so my permission, I guess, because I want all of these, I don't want them just these episodes to just be, oh, this is what I think, this is what Elaine thinks. This is really, it's open discussion, because we don't have all the answers. That's always something we have stressed on this show. We do not have the answers. You have something
to say?
Well,
I was going
to
say, I liked your word permission, because I was going to ask you, because part of the question was what surprised you? Mm. And though necessarily it didn't surprise me that I learned that you can take as much time as you need to, but really that permission that you can take that as
right.
much time as you need to.
Well, and for people who are go, 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 sometimes you have to give yourself permission to stop. You know, like, or slow down. And I think that's like the key takeaway from this, is if you're going through something right now in life and you're needing, and you feel it, and you're like, man, sometimes in old church, you know, talk, we used to say about like waiting on God to open that door. And, you know, like, maybe what God's waiting for is you to give yourself permission to take that break, or to jump into that thing, or whatever it is. Like, if you're feeling call of the Spirit in your life with that, like, listen to it, and don't be afraid to lay down something that you've worked so hard for, like 2 years of your life to a podcast, or, you know, 7 years of your life to ministry, or whatever those things are. Like, we are not defined by what we do. We are defined by who we are, right? What we do is just what we do. It's a byproduct of who we are. It's not who we are. And so maybe that's the takeaway from this episode. You got any final thoughts? Alrighty, everyone, you're listening. You have listened. You are still listening. You have listened to The Reckless Pursuit. This is our first of all of our new Q&A style. Please drop us your questions wherever watching or listening to this. If you are listening, go down there and click that link. Find us in Nomads, a safe community for Christians to ask unsafe questions. And we are going to be also, we're on TikTok,
Instagram,
TRP podcast, I think, on most of those, or the Reckless Pursuit.
The Reckless Pursuit on TikTok.
They're linked. Yes. Just find them. And you can also just send us a DM there if you have any specific questions. We want to hear from you, because that's how, if we don't get questions, we don't have episodes. So, which we have quite a few backlogged already.
Yes.
But, all right, everyone, be brave.
Be bold.
And be reckless.
We'll talk soon.